Al-Bayan Radio presents an explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin presented by Mazen Al-Bizri.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah was-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man walah. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear respected listeners, dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, our series Riyadh al-Salihin and continuing on with the chapter of as-sidq, the chapter of truthfulness, and our hadith today, Hadith number 59 from Riyad al-Salihin, عن أبي خالد حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كذبا وكتما محقت بركة بيعهما Muttafaqun alayhi. Today's hadith, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is upon the authority of Abi Khalid. This was his kunya, Abu Khalid. Hakim ibn Hizam, this noble companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He reported that Rasulullah, Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, said that both parties in a business transaction, meaning the buyer and the seller, have a right to annul the transaction, to cancel the transaction, so long as they have not separated. And if they tell the truth and make everything clear to each other, in other words, the seller and the buyer speak the truth, the seller with regard to what is purchased and the buyer with regard to the money, then they will be blessed by Allah in their transaction. But if they conceal anything and lie, then the blessing of their transaction is wiped away or eliminated. And this hadith was collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, both the buyer and the seller were given the title of Al-Bayyan, Al-Bayyan, meaning the two sellers. However, it refers to both the buyer and the seller. And so in this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, is an important hadith in regards to our transactions, in regards to how we deal with one another in terms of our contracts, in terms of our buying and our selling. And this hadith we see is very important in the fact it shows us that al-Islam, our deen, this great religion, enters into every part of our life. And not just acts of worship, but in fact, every part of our life, we find al-Islam giving us direction and giving us instruction to how we go about in fulfilling these actions, whether these actions are to do with the rights of Allah, whether these actions are to do with acts of worship, or even whether these actions are to do with dealing with one another. And we find, subhanAllah, there is not a thing except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us about it, has given us or given us instruction in regards to how we go about performing that action. And so in this hadith, we see it is to deal with business transactions in buying and selling, in that both the buyer and the seller have a choice as to whether to go ahead with the transaction or to cancel the transaction. This right remains for both the buyer and the seller as long as they do not separate, as long as they do not separate from each other or go away from one another. Meaning, brothers and sisters in Islam, as long as they remain in the place of where this transaction is taking place, for as long as the buyer and the seller remain in the place in which the transaction is taking place, then both have the choice to go ahead or to annul and cancel the transaction. An example of that is, for example, a person who is selling his car. Let's say you yourself are selling your car for an agreed amount of, let's say, $5,000 or $10,000. And the buyer who is buying this car is with you at the time of this transaction. Now, as long as the buyer and you, the seller, remain in this place, even though you have agreed at a price and the other party has agreed to buy it at this price, then As long as you both remain in this place, then both of you can change your mind and cancel this transaction altogether. You as a seller can say, you know what, I've actually changed my mind, don't want to sell it anymore, I'm pulling out. And the buyer likewise can say to you, as a matter of fact, I'm not really interested in the car anymore, even though we've agreed. However, don't want to go ahead with it. Now this, brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is that so? An example of that is, in many situations, those things we desire, those things that we want to buy, those things which we are pursuing, are usually things that we don't have. Things that we're, you know, looking for or looking to gain. And in many situations, once you arrive at this point in time where you are able now to gain this particular product or this thing that you want to own, in many situations, it may happen instantly where you've agreed to buy something. Now that you are about to get your hands on that thing, subhanAllah, you have a change of heart, a change of mind, and you feel, you know what, in essence, I don't really need this particular thing or this product, this thing that I have been after for so long. Now that I have reached this point of actually just before obtaining my hands onto it, you change your mind. A change of heart, subhanAllah. Islamically, as long as you are at the place of transaction with the one selling this product, then you have a choice to pull out and cancel this transaction. SubhanAllah, what a great ni'mah, what a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we said, as long as a buyer and seller remain in that place, no matter how long they remain there, for as long as they remain there, whether it's an hour, 5, 10 hours, then each has a choice to cancel the transaction. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma lam yatafarraqa," for as long as they do not separate from each other. Now, in another narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aw yukhayyiru ahaduhuma al-akhar." In another narration collected by al-Bukhari, where the Messenger of Allah alaihi salatu wasallam, he also mentioned the added condition that one can also stipulate in buying and selling, is that one of the two parties can give this choice of annulling the transaction to the other. Meaning the buyer himself can say that I'll leave the choice of cancelling the transaction up to you, solely up to you, and I have no ability. This is something which is allowed. He can place this condition. Or he can say, for example, that only I have the right to cancel the transaction and you have no right. This is also something which is allowed. It's a condition that can be stipulated and must be followed. So in reality, we find there can be four situations in buying and selling between two parties. The first situation, as we mentioned, is that both have, the buyer and the seller have the right to go ahead with the transaction or cancel the transaction. Both the buyer and the seller. And this is normally, and this is generally the basic rule when buying and selling, that if no conditions are stipulated, then both the buyer and the seller are able to cancel this transaction as long as they have not separated. Or they can both agree to the condition that none of them have the right to cancel the transaction. This is something that they can stipulate, that this transaction, once it's agreed upon, that no one has the right to cancel and it must be fulfilled and completed. This is also a condition which is allowed. Or they both agree. So that was the second one. Third scenario is that they both agree that the choice to annul the transaction is for the buyer only and not for the seller. As for the fourth and the last scenario, is that they both agree that the choice to annul the transaction can be for the seller and not the buyer. So again, I'll just repeat that again. Number one, the first scenario is that the choice is for both of them to either continue or to annul the transaction. Secondly, we said the second scenario is that they both stipulate the condition that no one has, neither the buyer nor the seller, has the option to annul the transaction and that it must be completed once agreed upon. The third scenario is that they both agree that the choice is for the seller to cancel the transaction. The fourth scenario is that the choice is only for the buyer to cancel the transaction. Why? Because this choice in reality is a right for the buyer and the seller. So if they have both agreed to stipulate these conditions or one of these conditions, then they both have a right to do so. And this in reality goes back to another hadith in which Rasulullah alayhi salat wasalam, where he said, Al-Muslimuna ala shurutihim illa shartan harrama halalan aw ahalla haraman. Another hadith in which Rasulullah alayhi salat wasalam, he laid down an important principle in regards to the stipulating of conditions. And this hadith was collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi, in which Rasulullah alayhi salat wasalam, he said that the Muslim is one who follows the conditions that he has laid down or that has been stipulated upon him. Muslims follow their conditions or those conditions which have been stipulated, except a condition which makes haram that which is halal, or which makes halal that which is haram. Now, what do we want to take from this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam? We take from this hadith the important note or the important words of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, فَإِن صَدَقَ وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. And if they both are honest and truthful in their dealing, in their buying and selling, and they make things clear, then Allah places this quality of barakah, of He blesses this transaction for both of them. And so, brothers and sisters in Islam, keep this in mind, whether you are a buyer, whether you are a seller, especially if you are one selling a product, selling something. In other words, be honest, be straightforward, be very clear in describing those good qualities. Don't exaggerate, but rather be honest, be straightforward. Likewise, be very clear in describing the faults of this particular product or that which you are selling. And so, for example, if you are selling a car, I'll go back to this example of selling a car, then in describing this car, saying that it is mint condition, it is perfect, it has 1, 2, 3. So you find sometimes people exaggerate in praising the good or mentioning the good qualities of the car. Okay, this is something which is not allowed, but rather be straightforward and be honest. Don't exaggerate in terms of describing those good qualities, those qualities which people are after. The opposite of that is not being clear when mentioning the faults or leaving out faults. So someone selling you a car, for example, fails to mention to you that this car has this as a fault, and this is a problem, and this is also something which doesn't work. So you find these are omitted in the transaction or in describing this particular product, then this is something which is not allowed. And so we said, if we are after this barakah from Allah, then we need to be clear in terms of describing the bad things, and we need to be honest in describing those good things. Another example where this may take place, brothers and sisters, for example, is in livestock. A person selling livestock, for example, may describe a particular animal as being healthy, as being one which gives a lot of milk, one which produces a lot of eggs, for example, and so is false or exaggerates in terms of those good things, or is not clear in terms of describing its faults. Another example of that is one selling fruit. If you find, for example, placing that which looks good and that which looks healthy up top and leaving the rotten and the bad underneath. Therefore, not being clear, not being honest in terms of those products or that thing which he or she is selling. So therefore, brothers and sisters in Islam, again, this important quality of being truthful and being honest, not only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of our dealings, in terms of our acts of worship, in terms of our intentions, but also in terms of how we deal with the people, in terms of how we deal with our own family members and those of the wider community, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim. It is something that we need to be careful of, and that is being honest, being truthful in our words, in our speech, being honest and truthful in our dealings, especially in those financial transactions. هذا والله أعلم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his quality of as-sidq, of being truthful in all of our dealings, in our intentions and our words. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Inshallah ta'ala, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.